Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get the discussion started. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, it is, my mic just broke. Oh, this time it really broke, Teague. We got a problem here. This should be fun, having to hold this for 15 minutes. The Joe Beningo Monday call-in with Teague and Tierney here on the show. Brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino. I think I got it off. There we go. The wonder of it all by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent the dumpster online at wintersbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal. Wintersbros.com. There we go. By Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Webster Bank, the official commercial bank of the New York Jets. And our buddy, FAN Royalty, the man, Joe. Joe, I know you're on social media. I don't think that you peruse it like incessantly. No. Okay. But how are you navigating the emotional curveballs of Raider fans? Oh, Aaron Rodgers, you know, at Pebble. Davante Adams, I got to get my guy. Like, it's a hard spot. You got to sit through this. How you dealing with it, Joe?
Well, I mean, I don't expect it to happen. It's very easy to deal with. When you're a Jet fan for almost 60 years, as I always say this, expect the worst. You're never disappointed. For a second do I think we're getting Aaron Rodgers. Now, every one of my buddies, he's coming. Wake me up when he's here. That's my feeling.
What do you think is going to happen, Joe?
What do I think is going to happen? I think we're going to wind up with Derek Carr.
And how would you feel about that?
Yeah, exactly. Are you okay with that?
It's all okay. I mean, I'll you know, it's the kind of a consolation prize, but yeah, I'll live with it. I kind of expect it. You know what I mean? I'm expecting that.
Yeah.
So if I get Aaron Rodgers, then I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, but he won the skills competition at the Pro Bowl this weekend. So
oh, did he, Derek Carr?
Yeah, I think he. Yeah.
I was watching.
Well, Rodgers won the Pro-Am golf. He won it.
Oh, I saw it. Let me tell you something. He's watched a lot of him. He made some stellar shots.
Oh, he can play. Joe, the Kyrie Irving situation. You've been
disgrace.
Let me just set it up. Mm-hmm. You've been on the Kyrie Irving. You've been on the New York sports scene for a while. Give me a more confounding, frustrating, player personality than Kyrie.
Wow. You kind of put me on a spot here. Somebody more confounding.
A great player, but not reliable. And maybe you say Doc or Daryl with the drugs, even though Kyrie's not involved. But however you take that question, go wherever you want to go with it. But he's on the short list is the point.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put Doc or Daryl there because those guys played. You know, you say whatever you want. I mean, you know, Doc still had a long career with the Mets. Daryl played with the Mets from, 84 through 90. And, didn't really miss a lot of time, I guess, in 85 when he broke his thumb. But, I mean, so those guys played no matter what the situation was going on off the field. You know, it's really hard to think of to be honest with you, I can't remember anybody who was immersed in controversy more than Kyrie Irving has been. I mean, it's just every time you turn around, it's something. It's really amazing.
It is, but it's also, it kind of now starts to put the focus on the general manager and Sean Barks. And some people are saying he can be absolved of this. He took a shot. It just didn't work out. Others saying he should be fired for this, right? As you think about the Nets, who were building a little bit of something, not like they were going to win a championship, but at least it felt organic. And then they try to take the shortcut. It blows up in their face. Like, how should we evaluate the organization and those that are in charge of it?
Well, let me start with this. Thank God the Knicks didn't get Kevin Durant. Let's start with that. Could you imagine the disaster? This is nothing as compared to what it would be if the Knicks were in the situation that the Nets are in now.
Yeah.
Forget it. They'd be hammering everybody, Dolan. Oh, my God. It would be unbelievable what would be going on if it was the Knicks. Look, they got in bed with Durant, Okay, let's start, because really, to me, it's all about Durant. Let's tell it like it is. The guy never plays. Let's start with that. The guy's hurt all the time. They make the deal for him. He doesn't play for an entire first year. They get close to second year, right? The next year, he misses, like, how many games does he miss? 20 games or whatever it is. They lose 18 out of the 20. They get whacked in the first round of the playoffs. Then, finally, it looks like, okay, wow, year four, it's going to finally happen. The team is rolling. Jacque Vaughn comes in. They win 18 out of 20. You're thinking they got a great shot to win the NBA title. And then what happens? Durant gets hurt, mm-hmm. of course. And then the next thing that happens, the sky falls out with Kyrie. Look, I mean, it's been brutal. I mean, if I'm a Net fan, I couldn't be more aggravated than
But who
right
do you
now.
Blame? Like, who do you blame here? Is this just chalking it up to the players being, I don't know, mercurial? Or, like, who do you blame here?
Who do I blame? It's hard to blame management because they were shooting for the moon. I mean, let's be real. I mean, they were shooting for the moon, but you know what? I'll put it this way. They got in bed with the wrong guys.
Mm. Well,
you know, whatever you want. I mean, Durant. Here's another thing about Durant. This guy had to team up with a ready-made championship team in Golden State with Curry and Thompson and these guys to win a title. He couldn't win when he was the lead guy in Oklahoma City. He had Harden. He had Westbrook. He can't win now with this team. He's always hurt. When he's not, they can't win anyway. I mean, really?
Yeah, but Joe, and by the way, everything.
I got issues with Durant. I'm sorry.
No, I do too. But different type of energy than the ones that I have with Kyrie. The difference with Kevin Durant is now. Listen, it's not his fault that the Nets bestowed this contract on him when his Achilles was still healing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, to me, I've got to have real distinction and separation between how I look at Durant versus Kyrie. The things that Kevin Durant can control, he handles incredibly well. The things that Kyrie Irving can control, mm-hmm. he bombs on.
Right.
Like Kevin Durant, if Kevin Durant's healthy, Kevin Durant's going out and dropping 35, and he's not an ounce of distraction. Kyrie is the exact opposite. I can't even lump him in the same conversation, Joe. That's
no,
not fair.
No, look, I'm not saying that. I'm not. But, I mean, you know, it's all part and parcel of what Kevin Durant wants. I mean, really. Go through the whole thing. He got Kenny Atkinson fired. Let's be honest. He got Atkinson fired. He brings in this absolute disaster of a head coach in Steve Nash, who has no clue what he's doing, all right? They get lucky that Nash finally goes. They get him out. Okay, we've had enough of him now. Let's blame him and get rid of him. And then, you know, they bring in – Vaughn comes in. He's actually doing a real good job. But also, they brought in Kyrie Irving to satisfy who? Kevin Durant. Let's be real. You know, right or wrong? Why is Kyrie Irving here? Tell me that.
Well, because you really have to.
Why was James Harden brought into the mix? Tell me why.
I'm going to tell you because, and I don't love this.
Because they wanted to build another super team.
Well, you need superstars to win the NBA championship, Joe, so they were going for it.
I get it, but it all starts with the number one guy, doesn't it? It starts with him.
Yes and no. Yes. We see Kevin, and I'm not even a huge Durant. We see him a little differently.
He's basically the GM of the team.
But they've given him that power, Joe. But that's the Nets' fault.
Is it the Nets' fault or is it the league's fault?
Because well, that's a different that's a different conversation. I think Silver's a bad commissioner. I don't think he's good
he's
at
terrible.
All.
You know, whoever thought that Gary Bettman would be the best commissioner in professional sports in this country?
Wow. Interesting.
I mean, think about that.
Wow, yeah.
Fidel's a disaster. Forget it. He's a joke. $30 million a year for this guy? Pete Rozelle is rolling over in his grave. It's unbelievable.
So Tagliabue.
I think it's like 50, by the way.
Well, not as great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I shortchanged him 20.
Yeah, I think you did.
Sorry about that. Forget about the Manfred. What a joke he is. Oh, my God. No, it's Gary Bettman. I can't believe I'm saying
Joe,
that.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
The Knicks and the Nets have a conversation today, right? Mm-hmm. And the Knicks say, all right, we'll give you Randall, and we'll give you two players of the Toppin, Grimes, and a couple of ones.
What, Durant?
Yeah, you doing it?
It's risky.
I understand that.
I tell you I probably wouldn't do it because I don't think they're going to win an NBA title anyway if they brought him in.
From the Knicks' point of view?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they're winning a championship. I just as soon stay the course they got now. I mean, look, I mean, they're not going to win a title. At least they're a competitive team. At least they're a team that's, you know, hopefully can make that top six. They're definitely going to be in a play-in tournament. There's no doubt about it. But
yep.
I think Durant comes here. I think it's setting up for a disaster.
See,
really.
To me, there's the basketball perspective, and then there's the other stuff, which means a lot to me. Like, I just have a fundamental issue with anybody who doesn't want me the first time. That's why, like, people say, well, what if LeBron comes here? I don't want LeBron. I don't want they didn't want us when they were in their prime. I don't want them now.
By the way, aren't you sick and tired of hearing? I read something. I love Ian O'Connor. I love the guy.
He's good.
Best writers there is. And he's going on about how much LeBron loves the Garden.
Oh, who cares?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't love the Garden. He doesn't want to play here. Well, who's he kidding?
I'm with you.
Well, Joe, it's one, up the Knicks.
It's one thing to love the Garden just because it's a historic venue. I like going down to Philly and playing in the Vet because I knew we did well in those days, but I hated it. I never wanted to play in the Vet.
I understand that.
That's the difference.
But you don't wax poetic about the Vet like LeBron's always waxing poetic about the MSG stage.
Yeah, no,
come on.
If you wanted it so bad, you should have come.
Right.
Yeah, but he understands. He understands by doing that, it creates a headline.
Yeah. Hey. LeBron, my feeling on LeBron is he was afraid to come to New York because the pressure would be too much on him. He'd have to win here, and if he didn't, he'd get constantly.
And so was Kevin Durant. Durant was scared, too. I said this. That's why Kevin Durant tweeted at me. I didn't even say scared. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
You and Durant are tight? I didn't know that.
No, he came at me a couple of years ago when he first came here, and I kept it respectful. I wasn't, I don't do that on social media. But he was offended. I basically said, in a fairly respectful way, like, yo, nobody cares. And I didn't even address him. Nobody cares about the Nets. This is always going to be a Knicks town, and that's all there is to it. Right. And he's like, well, I just didn't. And he just parachuted into my mentions. He threw in, it was interesting. He's like, well, you didn't do what I didn't do what you wanted me to do, so you hold the grudge. And then we went back and forth. I'm like, please. I'm not even a big Carmelo Anthony fan. I'm like, at least he had the guts to step into the batter's box and take
here.
A swing on the big stage.
Say whatever you want about Carmelo. He wanted to be here, so I'll always have a warm place for him. He wasn't the greatest player, but he wanted to be here.
He did. He did. That's the big difference. I'm with you.
Yep.
Joe. We got to let you go, but who are you going to ride with in the Super Bowl? Who are you betting, Joe?
Boy, I tell you, how anticlimactic is the Super Bowl?
Why do you say that?
Oh, it's God.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Here's the deal. The problem with the Super Bowl is for everybody but the hardcore football fan. You know what I mean? I mean, it really is. It's the NFL title game. That's what it should be, but they made it into something far more. I like the Chiefs getting 1.5.
Mm.
I like the Chiefs, too. I said that right. It's actually gone from 2. It's 1.5 here. It's changed a little bit.
I think Philly runs away with it.
Runs away with it?
Yeah, I do.
You think they're going to get a lot of pressure on I'm calling him Durant. You think they're going to get a lot of pressure on
Patty
Mahomes?
I do. I mean, they're a great defense for a reason. Then they're balanced. The Eagles are just balanced everywhere. And I know that they struggled to score in the red zone against the 49ers. But the 49ers have the best defense in football.
It's good.
So, I mean, I don't know. I could see this getting away from Kansas City.
You think they might get similar to what happened when they lost to Tampa Bay, where they basically got beat up in the second half. They're not gonna
frustrate Mahomes like the Bucks did. Remember that Bucks defense? We never talked about it because Brady was on the
right. No, they won. They won the Super Bowl. For
that's
them.
Right. It was Brady's. Yeah, it was Brady's Super Bowl. But that Bucks defense was great.
Yep.
2 years ago. So
they were.
I think the Eagles defense can be like that against Mahomes.
Wow.
So we'll see.
All right, Joe. When do you officially get excited about pitchers and catchers showing up?
Opening day, April 1st.
Not before that?
Nah, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not going down. If I was going down, maybe. Who cares?
I'm just asking.
Who cares? You know what I'm doing yesterday? This is how bad it is for me in my sports world, okay?
Yeah.
I'm watching the South Carolina UConn women's college basketball game yesterday. I have to tell you.
That's what
I did. And then I watched Pebble Beach after that.
Well, that's it. I got you.
Isn't he on a leave right now?
No, Gino was there.
He's back?
Gino was coaching.
When was the last time you swung a golf club, Joe? Have you got that south?
I'm playing. I got a 118 tee time today.
Nice.
Where are you playing?
I played last Monday. I played four. You realize I played golf 4 times in January already.
Where have you played? The usual spots?
Paramus. Paramus is open.
Okay.
I'm going there now. 118.
Nice.
All right,
enjoy
man.
It.
Hit him straight, Joe.
Supposed to be 60 on Friday. Did you see that?
I did see. I'm always looking. I'm a 10-day weather snob.
Tell Oliveira. Here's what you do. Get Oliveira. Get Spike. Say, look, it's going to be 60 on Friday. I got to play golf.
Yeah, okay.
Off.
Yeah, listen, Joe.
Tiki can handle it alone, right? Tiki needs to get out there.
Friday before the Super Bowl.
Do the guy a favor, will you?
Wait, Joe, hold on. Joe, it's a little different now. The last 4 or 5 years that you were on the air, you're telling everybody, I can't wait to retire. I can't wait to play golf. The Joe Beningo had a little different pull than I had. A little different, Joe. I can't be looking for that stuff.
Let me tell you right now, BT, if you think I had pull, you're getting pulled.
All right, Joe. Love you, buddy. Enjoy the game, man.
Enjoy the
See
weekend.
You guys. All the love.
Hit him well, Joe. Yep. Hit him well. Yeah, he's gotten out four times. Look
that's,
at him.
That's pretty impressive considering how unpredictable it's been in January weather-wise.
Listen, he's become a grinder. Like, he loves to go out. He'll put the ski cap on, yeah. All because of Recco. All those
is,
years ago, introduced him.
Is he any better?
He's gotten better, that's absolutely. His wife is still matters. Better than he is. But he, well, the first time I played with Joe, it was the ugliest swing I've ever seen in my life. Ever. He choked down on the club like a 1974 second baseman was getting ready to try to hit one the other way. It was odd. And he bent like he was getting ready to drop a deuce. It was insane. But he's gotten better. He has. He actually has gotten better. He's functional.
Practice makes
he's
perfect.
Doing well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.